Hello, David Gibson here from Tips for Trainers with Tip 254, Supplement Your Training with Podcasts. You can expect to leave this podcast with a great idea of how you could implement podcasts into your training offering to add that extra value. I'm sure you're aware that podcasts are becoming very popular now with the likes of Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all dedicating vast resources to creating and managing podcast directories. But have you thought about offering content via podcasts for your training? After all, they're easy to create, cheap, and quick to create. Learners can listen to the podcast at work, when they're traveling, or even when they're relaxing at home. You can think of podcasts as being either individual episodes associated with a particular workshop or with a particular development pathway, or they can be created very much like a radio station with episodes becoming available each week. Here's a few ideas to start that thinking process. Think about creating a podcast welcome message. Explain the benefits of the training that the learners are about to be part of. Maybe include a couple of past learners talking about how the training's helped them. Maybe as follow-up to training or to support the training. For instance, for sales, have a successful salesperson explain how they're using the ideas from their workshop to increase their sales using specific examples. That will really add some context and reality to the training. Or maybe for compliance, legislation, policy updates, the content's constantly updating and changing. Rather than bring everybody back to the training room, offer updates via podcast so that learners can listen to the updates and, more importantly, what they need to do in relation to those updates for their everyday job. Add podcasts as part of a blended development pathway, especially interviewing guest experts to really add insight and credibility to the pathway. Unlike the traditional way of using an expert, i.e. bringing them into the workshop to share their experiences and expertise, once an episode's recorded, then your expert has nothing further to do. Plus, if they're not based at your location, they can record the episodes, even via telephone, from their own location with no travel. And you can just reuse that podcast when needed. You may be thinking, well, it's all very well people listening to a podcast, but what about all the additional resources? Well, that's where you can support your podcast with show notes. Think of show notes as a holding ground for everything that your learner needs. It's usually a web page that will contain the podcast, maybe a transcript of the podcast, additional links, those sorts of things. The sorts of things that we found to be very useful on a show note page would be things like a download link for the podcast itself, maybe a PDF designed to help learners organize their notes, links to materials, etc. that are mentioned during the podcast, official documentation such as legislation, policy updates, the things that you would have discussed in your podcast, product links to new and updated products for, let's say, sales and marketing environment. You could also put on there a biography about the speaker, etc. So I hope that's given you some thoughts about how or where you could use a podcast in your training. If you like the idea of podcasting, why not get in touch with us? We can help you with everything from thinking about the type of podcast you want to create and who the audience are, all the way through the recording, the editing, up to and including the publication and ready for download for your listeners. So have fun with the tip, but do think about where you could supplement your training with podcasts. Bye for now.